The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. Two climbers missing on Ben Nevis, Adam.
Yeah, the highest peak in the UK. So there they are in Scotland. They were climbing over the weekend, and basically they're now over 36 hours overdue since they should have returned. This is a guy called Tim Newton and his girlfriend, Rachel Slater, both experienced climbers by all accounts. Both have been many times up into the Scottish Highlands, but when they were climbing, they got hit by treacherous conditions, 90-mile-an-hour winds, 150 kilometres per hour, plus snow and ice and a wind chill of -20. And today, there was 5 hours of searching, but the rescue teams were getting beaten back by the weather. They just could not continue.
How old are they?
They're both in their 20s, mid-20s. And that's the best-case scenario is that they looked at the weather, went down the mountain, and they're in a nice B&B or a hotel somewhere cozied up by the fire, but it doesn't look like it.
No. The dodgy health hotline.
Well, a couple of years ago, the government changed the National Health Service helpline, and no more experts at the end of the phone, sometimes nurses who sort of guided you through your medical alarms at home. Instead, basically, they contracted out all this stuff, of course, but anyone who seems to have come along. So there's been a series of reports now and shock horror probes by newspapers telling us that staff on this health hotline have been caught asleep or absent or untrained. There's a report today about a bunch of 17-year-olds fresh from their exams. Now, it's not their fault they've been untrained, of course, but unfortunately, it's cheaper to employ teenagers, and as the Labour opposition is saying, this is not fit for purpose. You can't have people panicking over meningitis in a baby or a stroke in an elderly person or whatever when you've got somebody who, frankly, is not equipped to deal with it at the end of a phone. But that's where we've gone. You can't see doctors out of hours really terribly much. At the moment, you really need that helpline. If it's not up to scratch, we're in trouble.
Frightening, isn't it, that last point you made, though? That's a frightening thought. You can't see doctors when you want to see them. Isn't it extraordinary, the notion of quote-unquote professionalism? These days, you've got to get sick when it suits the doctor.
Yes, that's true. And or you get bundled off to accident and emergency.
Or you ring a hotline,
which is
answered by an 18-year-old university student.
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
And we're making progress. This is called progress, Adam. Progress! Yes. All right, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.